NPR News in Washington. I'm Craig Windham. All the political pressure House Speaker John Boehner can muster has so far been unable to win the support of enough Tea Party-backed GOP lawmakers to pass his plan for reducing the deficit and raising the federal debt limit. So late last night, a vote on that measure was suddenly put off until today. Boehner says he understands that some of his colleagues have problems with the measure.
The bill's not perfect. I never said it was perfect. Nobody in my caucus believes it's perfect. But what this bill reflects is a sincere, honest effort to end this crisis.
This latest twist in that crisis is raising concern in the global financial community that Congress may not act before the deadline of next Tuesday set by the Treasury. Christine Lagarde is the new head of the International Monetary Fund.
There is quite a lot of concern out there. The global economy is clearly highly dependent on the U.S. economy because the U.S. economy is the first in the world, and it's a major power in many respects.
Lagarde on the PBS NewsHour. Frustration on the overgone debt stalemate has led to the arrest of 11 national religious leaders who were taken into custody for staging a protest in the rotunda of the Capitol building. Reverend Welton Gaddy is president of the Interfaith Alliance.
We have come to the point of saying, if you won't listen to anyone else, will you please listen to the wisdom of the ages?
Gaddy says the leaders are upset over proposed spending cuts that would affect the poor. An Army private who has been absent without leave since earlier this month is in custody in Texas in what authorities are calling a terror plot to kill other soldiers. Matt Largy of member station KUT reports the man was arrested near Fort Hood, the base where 13 people were killed during a shooting rampage 2 years ago.
Private First Class Nasser Abdo was arrested in a motel room Wednesday not far from Fort Hood. Authorities say they found bomb-making materials in the room. The 21-year-old Abdo was stationed at Fort Campbell in Kentucky, where he had requested conscientious objector status earlier this year, citing his Muslim faith. He had child pornography charges filed against him and went AWOL on July 4th. Abdo came to police attention in Texas after a gun store clerk near Fort Hood called in a tip saying Abdo had acted suspiciously when he came in to buy ammo, a pistol magazine, and 6 pounds of gunpowder on Tuesday. Police say Abdo admitted plans to attack military personnel and that attack may have been imminent. For NPR News, I'm Matt Largy in Austin.
Tropical storm warnings are posted along the Gulf Coast of Texas as Tropical Storm Don barrels toward the region. Stacy Stewart with the National Hurricane Center says the storm has winds of nearly 50 miles an hour.
There's still the potential for it to go on and strengthen a little bit more, but we don't anticipate that it will be a hurricane by the time it makes landfall sometime on Saturday.
Stewart says rain from the storm will provide only temporary relief for Texas's drought. This is NPR News. The White House is set to announce new, much higher fuel economy standards for cars and light trucks today. NPR's Paul Brown reports those average fuel standards will rise to 54.5 miles a gallon by the year 2025.
The auto industry has historically resisted higher fuel mileage requirements. Auto analyst Walter McManus of the University of Michigan once worked at General Motors, where he says he found consumer interest in fuel mileage was not taken seriously.
We would discount what they said on fuel economy, but we didn't do that for cup holders or sunroofs or horsepower.
But the companies are now taking the government seriously. Another analyst says when GM and Chrysler failed and needed bailouts, a White House interested in fuel costs, energy independence, and the environment gained the upper hand. And the industry's now agreeing to focus harder on fuel mileage. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Some evacuations are underway in Iowa, where drenching rain is pushing the waters of the Mississippi River higher. Pat Blank of Iowa Public Radio reports that in one county, more than 14 inches of rain has fallen since Wednesday night.
Emergency Management Director Tom Berger says water covers hundreds of streets and highways, and they've run out of barricades.
We've got roads with washouts and undermines that we haven't even been able to check yet, so the traveling public is probably our biggest concern right now.
Berger says more than 40 families are in an emergency shelter after they were evacuated from their home by boat. He says firefighters are concerned that the high water could prevent them from doing their job. That's exactly what happened Wednesday night when a house was struck by lightning. They had to let it burn because it was surrounded by several feet of water.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.